Hello, today's Tiny Cast is about bouncing back. I'm Barry Winbolt. This is my 5-minute thought for today. And it started a few minutes ago when I was at breakfast with my wife, as I do most days. And we were sitting there having a chat about all things meaningless and some intellectual. And she said to me, you are really clever. And then she stopped herself and said, no, I didn't mean that. And I said, no, keep it coming. It's starting out really well. This is a great start to my day. And she said, no, what I'm talking about is how you bounce back. I really admire that, or words to that effect. It was positive anyway, what she said. And it got me to thinking about my family, my upbringing and things like that. Now, I'm not going to bore you with loads of stuff like that, but this bouncing back thing, right, resilience. Now, we all need to be pretty resilient in life. We are all going to get disappointments, rejections, broken relationships, tragically, but fortunately, it's a positive element too, because it gives us the opportunity to learn lots of stuff from it. So that's what this Tiny Cast is about today. It's about bouncing back and how we can use that to our advantage and how we can develop the technique. Is it a technique? The attribute, the habit, the way of being. In my case, it seems to be kind of wired into me. And I can't tell you how much of that is nature and how much is nurture. I think most of it I've learnt, but I had some horrible things happen in my youth. Now, they weren't horrible on the grand scheme of things. Nobody died. I didn't get wounded. Well, I got beaten up once pretty badly, and that was a very good example, actually, because that was very humiliating, very painful, and disfiguring at the time. Broken teeth, smashed up face. And I had my French oral exam the next day. I was 15 years old at the time, and it was in those days GCE O levels, and I was going to stand up and do my French oral exam in a class full of kids, my peers, who no doubt would be mocking me because they knew what had happened the previous Saturday night. And of course, I could have stayed at home. That would have been the sensible thing to do and maybe the chicken way out. But I was buggered if I was going to let those people get me down. And so I went to school and I just toughed it out. Needless to say, I didn't achieve my French oral exam. Oh, you have to be careful saying French oral, don't you, these days? Anyway, I didn't pass the exam. I only passed one exam, by the way, in my school curriculum, only one exam, and that was technical drawing. So all the rest I failed because I was basically a dunce, self-proclaimed, I have to add. But so bouncing back, negative experiences. What happened to me recently was that I had a huge disappointment, probably one of the hugest professional disappointments I'd had in my life, because I was highly committed to something for a year, a project that I really had a great deal of faith and belief in. And it appeared a few days ago that actually this wasn't, I knew inside of me, I knew it kind of wasn't going the way it should be going or the way I wanted it to be going. But I also came to my awareness, I was made aware, put it that way, that actually I was onto a loser. I wasn't going to get out of this project what I'd invested in it. And I'm not talking about money. I'm talking about time, commitment and engagement and enthusiasm. And I really had put a lot into it. And basically, virtually overnight, the realization dawned, well, it was overnight, that actually I was no longer required on this project. And because the project wasn't going to be going ahead. It didn't just involve me, by the way. Now, I hasten to add, you can draw the conclusions you want. I'm not going to tell you what it was, but if you scan through the podcast, the rest of this podcast, you might see a particular event or two that would give you clues. By the way, I mean on my podcast website, Get a Better Handle on Life. I don't mean in the Tiny Cast. You're listening to Get a Better Handle on Life with me, Barry Winbolt. So anyway, enough dithering about. I had what was for me one of the biggest professional disappointments of my life. And I was pretty down about that for a couple of days and making dark jokes about me being on the scrap heap and over the hill. And because, you know, I'm advanced years now, maybe nobody wants me. Maybe the stuff I have to say isn't of any worth or value. What am I going to do with the rest of my life? I don't play golf. I wouldn't want to if I did, etc., etc., all of that. Anyway, this morning I got up and I'm fixed. I'm okay now. I'm back where I should be. And I bounced back, hence my wife's comment. So how do we bounce back? Well, first thing I'd say is I've had a lot of training through my life because I've been a consultant and because I've done a lot of short-term projects. I've also done some short-term jobs. I've had some great jobs. One or two, I have been invited by my employers to develop my talents elsewhere, if you get my drift, because I wasn't fully engaged in the job, although the money was good. They spotted me and they booted me out. Now, I'm very good at changing jobs like that because I'm a consultant, because I've done short term projects, because I've written books. It's the same thing. I spend a year writing a book. And when the first day you get up, when that book has finally, the drafts have gone off to the publisher and you've finally got rid of the book and you haven't got to sit down and write all day or even part of the day, it leaves a big gap. There's kind of a mini grieving process goes on. And so it does with lots of other events in life. So I've called this tiny cast How to Bounce Back. And am I exaggerating? Do I know how to bounce back? Because I certainly do it. But as I said, it's partly in my nature. So how does that happen? I mean, what's it all about? Well, the only clues I can give you are that the people I know who are resilient, who bounce back easily, tend to just get on with things. They'll give themselves a little time to sulk, cry, be sad. And it's different for all of us. Now, you know, and there are all sorts of different rejections and losses. Let's say, I've had some deaths of people close to me, tragically. I've had lost jobs. I've had all these different events that we will... and other relationship breakups, like professional relationships, have moved on and that type of thing. Now, I'm not saying it's the same for everybody. And I know that if you have suffered a deep loss, it can be a love, it can be through death, a relationship breakup, whatever it happens to be. I'm not suggesting you just bounce back in 2 days. And I must also add, I absolutely cannot tolerate the term moving on, draw a line, put it behind you. You never do if it's a big loss. You carry it with you daily. And I still do. I've got a lump in my throat as I think about one particular loss a couple of years ago now. Pause for an emotional recovery moment. Seriously, I'm not kind of saying, just pull it all together, just go out there, zap it. I'm not doing the 21st century Californian type thing where we're all capable of everything. I'm saying that in real life, you can determine to a degree how you bounce back and when you bounce back. And the first thing you need to do is to acknowledge, and this is really important, acknowledge the loss or change. What a lot of people don't do is... Goodness me, I'm in 8 minutes into this already. 8 minutes? I thought this was going to be a 5-minute thing. It's turning into a 20-minute podcast. So maybe it's not a tiny cast after all. Maybe it's a full podcast. Anyway, I've started, so I will continue and I will complete the thing and I will deliver what I promised. Bouncing back. Let me get a grip. If you need to bounce back from something, then you will be in a situation where typically something has changed dramatically, you've lost something, your hopes have been dashed, you're grieving, something like that. And as I said, the first step, and which many people fail to do, is to acknowledge the loss and accept it. Now, by accept it, I don't mean, it's all okay now, it's happened, so whatever, and move on. No. I mean, acceptance is about stop kicking against it, stop denying it, stop pretending it didn't happen. Even if you can, stop wishing it hadn't happened. It has happened. And until you get to that point of, okay, I'm now in this post-previous stage phase, or I'm now in this new phase of my life, or this new section of this activity, whatever it happens to be, or this new part of this relationship. But there is an ending and there is a beginning. And unless you have an ending, you will not start well with the new beginning. So that is the very first thing. Sometimes people go on a pilgrimage. Sometimes they go out and get drunk, which I don't recommend, by the way. Sometimes they will do something else symbolic. Sometimes they simply sit in a room and think about it, or they may go to counselling or whatever it happens to be. But acknowledge the ending is really the critical first part. Then you get ready to move forward. And don't be hasty. Don't be impatient. Be patient. I don't like don'ts. Be patient, because there is no timetable. You know, you may be eager to get on and feel better and move into a new phase of life and show your friends and your entourage that you've bounced back. This is entirely for you. Forget what anybody else is thinking. Take your time to process the change. Now, change is very important in our lives. It's a feature regularly. Change is about the physical change. Somebody dies. You lose a job. You move to a new town. You sell your family home. Whatever it happens to be, that's the change. The transition, the psychological adaptation, is what comes next. Psychological adaptation to the new circumstances. And that is what change is all about. And that's where people get hooked up. So the first thing they don't do is acknowledge what's really happened and just end it in some way in their minds, come to terms with it. The second thing they don't do is allow themselves time, typically, to process the change. Now, this is not something you can necessarily do actively by deciding to do it. You just need time to assimilate the new information. I call this redrawing our maps. We need time in the morning to actually just accept, or the evening, any other time for that matter, just accept and start to allow the process of maturation of that idea, of integration of the new information. Oh, I'm now a single person, or, oh, I'm now an orphan because my parents have both died. Whatever it happens to be, I know that's dramatic language, but you get my drift. Allow time for that to happen, and it will, and it might take you 2 weeks, it might take you 2 years, it might take you 20 years. I don't have a timetable, and if anybody tells you there is one, 2 years crops up a lot. Move on. Because they don't know what they're talking about. This is your process. And I would say, and to put it in context, no, I'm not going to tell you that, but I had a very great loss 2 or 3 years ago in tragic circumstances. It's with me daily. And as long as I don't talk about it, it just sits on my shoulder and it's fine. And the love is there and the remembrance of the person is there. If I have to start talking about it, I honestly can't say that I've moved on or I've drawn a line or whatever it is these people say, because that person will always be with me and the regret will always be with me and the loss will always be with me. But it doesn't have to shape my identity or shape my behaviour. So that's the second thing I'd say about bouncing back. You can only bounce back when, first of all, you've had acceptance. In my view, this is just my view, okay? And you first have to have acceptance, and the next thing you have to have is allow yourself the time to process it. And don't let anybody else tell you there's a time scale. Oh, it's been 2 years now, John, it's time you moved on, and all that old cobblers, because they don't know what they're talking about. This is your process. The one thing about grieving, whether it's large or small, is that it's the journey you can only do by yourself. It's the one thing you most need help with, and it's the one thing you won't get any from anybody else. You have to do it yourself. Of course, you can talk to other people, and that can help you adjust. Another thing that I really value is ritual. You know, sometimes it helps to go and light a candle in a church and sit quietly for 5 minutes or do something less acceptably ritually. You know, you might decide to go on a particular walk, you might decide to visit a place, you might decide to get a couple of friends together and honour the past. Whatever it happens to be, until we have honoured that event, it's not going to be so easy to move on. So ritual, in some way, if you create your own rituals, can help you to process the change. And then new growth starts, and that's where the new beginning starts. I'm Barry Winbolt, and I'm talking about bouncing back. And you can find more resources on my blog at barrywinbolt.com, particularly about ritual, about change, and about all the topics I'm covering here today. Now, I mentioned that in my life I'd had lots and lots of new beginnings professionally out of necessity and the sort of lifestyle I chose as a self-employed consultant, sometimes working for others and so forth. That was a great learning curve for me. Is that the right expression? That was a great learning process, because I would notice, for example, I finished a quite a long project in Russia, as it was in the old days. I was in and out of Russia for about 2 years on a contract with a civil engineering company in France, where I worked. And when I got up on that Sunday morning following my return from my last trip, which had really been the high spot of that project, I have to say, because it had been a very successful mission, as they call them in France, not mission in the mission sense, it was work. But anyway, it'd been very successful for me personally and very enjoyable and a great learning and probably the most, to that point, the most successful point in my career. I was really made up and very happy about it. But when I got up on a Sunday morning following that, I was hollow. There's kind of like 2 years of my life, something, all of this stuff, all of these friends, these colleagues I was very close to, no longer would I be having any contact with them. I wouldn't be going into the office anymore. And it took me time to adjust to that. And we have to allow that to happen. Now, what I did in that case was, because the company actually wanted me to go back and do more, I rang, at the time I had two sons, and they were fairly mature, both working in their own rights, and I rang them. And they both told me, well, Dad, you've just got to go back because that's work, isn't it? And then I said, yes, but what do you really think? Because that's how I brought them up. It's work. You've got to do it. And they said, well, I think my eldest son said, well, I think if you go back, you'll kill yourself. Now, I don't know where he got that from, but that's what he told me. And the other one said, I just want to go back to the UK with you. So that's what we did. So that completely altered the course of my life because I consulted with the family on it. So what am I saying? Bouncing back. So how do you bounce back? Acceptance, yes. Acknowledgement, call it what you will. I know it's hard, the notion of acceptance. It doesn't mean making it okay. It doesn't mean agreeing with it. You can still have pain, but you stop wishing it wasn't like that because, well, you always wish that to some extent, but you know it's not going to be, you're not going backwards. And by the way, we shouldn't. We should go forward. The next point is allow yourself time to process the change and be open to possibilities. Now, one of the things that I did, for example, I learned this at another significant point in my life. I was itching to get on with something because I was feeling the vacuum. I was feeling the pain. I was feeling not involved in things as I would have liked to have been. I just lost a large part of my professional life, once again, because I'd ended a long-term working project that I'd been involved in. It was all prearranged. I knew it was coming. Nevertheless, when it came, it left a gap. And so I thought, well, what do I want to do next? What do I like doing? I thought, well, I like drinking beer. I like walking my dog. Maybe I could make a business out of that. And actually, as it happened, I kind of did a couple of years ago. Later, we started something called Inner Landscapes, which was walk and talk back in the day. This was 2012. So it was way ahead of its time and it was a hard sell. So we didn't continue it for more than 2 years. But that came out of thinking, what do I like doing? Let me see how I can integrate that into a job. And of course, I like talking, as you probably notice. This is my 5-minute tiny cast. It's already up to 18 minutes, 23 seconds. So there you go. You can't win them all. Don't always get it right. So bouncing back, you can do it. It starts with acceptance. Second, allow time to heal and to process the change. And look out for opportunities. And as I was saying, at that point in my life a few years ago, when I wondered what was going to happen next, I thought, well, I wonder what's going to grow in this garden that is my life. And I came up with a metaphor that, well, first thing you've got to do is clear the weeds. And so clear out anything that's unnecessary. And that had pretty well gone with the job anyway. So that was fine. I'd started the clearing process. And I thought, well, now I've got to remove any final weeds. And one of the weeds was me champing at the bit and trying to make something happen. So I just had to sit back and relax and enjoy the break. And sure enough, ideas started to flow in due course. Now, I don't know how far I've described bouncing back, but it's not just something one does, although referring to what my wife said this morning, she said, it's only been 2 days, it's been so quick. I said, yeah, but I've had a lot of practice and I know what the process is. I don't know that I'd have bounced back this quickly, say, 40, 50 years ago, but I have always been very fortunate like that. And I met with my two sisters 2 days ago, and we were just chatting about very old times when we were little. And it seems we've all got this kind of stuff in us that makes us pretty resilient. So thanks to our mum and our dad for that, particularly our mother, I think. It wasn't always nice at the time, but it certainly built resilient kids. Bouncing back, that's as far as I've got with the idea so far. Now, the idea of this was tiny casts, and you will see on the podcast channel, get your words right, that tiny casts begin to appear from time to time, 5-minute ideas to kind of get the day going. If you have anything you'd like to discuss, come on the podcast and talk about it with me, or just send me a message. What would be great was if you just record a WhatsApp message with your question. I'll integrate that into the answer, and I will put that out as a tiny cast. It'll be a question. I've got a number lined up already that I've taken over the web for several years now. I've got a number of questions lined up, and I will attempt to answer those questions or give my opinion on them in 5 minutes. So this has kind of been tiny cast number one, but it's not really a tiny cast because it's a full podcast episode. But it's set the scene and it's got my grey matter going. I hope it's been informative for you. Now, I will just close with this sort of standard, I don't know, is it a disclaimer? It's what to do next. It's that type of thing. I know if your life has been anything like a normal human being's life to this point, you will have suffered disappointment at the very least. You may have suffered at the other end of the spectrum, tragedy. You will have had to make changes in your life. You will have had to adapt to a new set of circumstances. So I don't wish to give the impression that I'm in any way making light of that hugely challenging process that we can go through at that time. So I would just say, if there's anything else you need about this, then contact me. info@barrywinbolt.com. You can find my website, barrywinbolt.com. You can contact me a number of ways. I will happily set up a Zoom chat with you and we'll talk it through. I wouldn't want to leave anybody listening to this with the idea that, it's fine for him. He's just trotted out this stuff and there's a bit of vanity, a bit of ego there, which it certainly isn't, by the way, beyond actually exercising my voice first thing in the morning. I wouldn't want anybody to go away with the idea that I only give half a solution, because I don't. That's not how I work. The reason for my existence now, as far as I'm concerned, is putting out information, because I've amassed a lot over the last 50 years. I've got a lot of archive material and I want to put it out there because my clients and others have told me that it's useful. So that's me, Barry Winbolt, signing off for now. This has been Tiny Cast, or Get a Better Handle on Life, depending on what heading you want to look at it under. Do support me in any way you can. Spread this around, share it by all means. Sign up for my podcast, sign up on my YouTube channel, it's there too. Or any one of a number of other things. And you can find my podcast, the rest of the channel, on all the usual platforms, Apple, Spotify, and so forth. So that's it from me for today. I hope you've enjoyed this. I hope you found it useful. If you need anything more, email me. Thank you so much. Barry Winbolt, over and out. Have a good day.